Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Be smart, pay zero taxes. Use the buy, borrow, die strategy to get rich and stay rich by Mark J. Kwan is a personal finance and tax strategy book published by Humanix Books in 2025. It presents a practical explanation of how wealthy individuals can accumulate assets, access cash without selling those assets, and transfer wealth in ways that reduce taxable events. The book is written for mainstream readers rather than tax professionals, and its stated purpose is to make complex wealth preservation ideas easier to understand and more actionable. At the center of the book is the buy, borrow, die framework, a well-known estate and tax planning concept that relies on asset ownership, borrowing against appreciated holdings, and passing assets on instead of liquidating them. The book also emphasizes financial education, long-term planning, and the idea that tax-efficient wealth building is not limited to the ultra-rich. Its tone suggests a guide to strategy rather than a theoretical discussion of tax law. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, borrowing against investments as a substitute for selling appreciated assets. The book's core idea is that wealth can be built and preserved more efficiently when assets are purchased and held rather than repeatedly sold. In the buy, borrow, die model, the first step is to acquire assets that have the potential to appreciate over time, such as businesses, real estate, or investments. Instead of triggering taxable gains by selling those assets, the owner may borrow against them to create liquidity. This matters because borrowing is generally not treated as taxable income in the same way a sale is. The strategy then depends on continuing to hold the assets so that taxes are deferred or minimized. The book uses this framework to argue that the wealthy often separate cash flow from ownership, which lets them maintain exposure to asset growth while still accessing money for spending or reinvestment. That structural distinction is the main tax planning lesson of the book, and it is what makes the concept more than a simple savings plan. Secondly, using leverage to access cash while keeping wealth compounding. A distinctive theme in the book is the idea of mastering the borrow button, which means using debt strategically to turn paper wealth into spendable cash. Rather than cashing out an investment, the owner borrows against the asset base and keeps the underlying holdings in place. This approach is presented as a way to preserve growth potential while meeting near-term spending needs. The logic is straightforward if the asset continues to rise in value. The owner may benefit from that appreciation while using the borrowed funds for lifestyle expenses, investing, or business opportunities. The book frames this as a central tool for tax-aware wealth management because it avoids the immediate tax consequence that often follows a sale. At the same time, the strategy implicitly requires discipline because borrowing adds leverage and must be managed carefully. The book's usefulness lies in showing readers that liquidity and ownership do not have to be opposites, and that borrowing can serve as a planning tool rather than only a last resort. Thirdly, explaining wealth planning concepts in plain language for non-experts. One of the book's main contributions is accessibility. The subject matter involves concepts usually associated with affluent households, estate planners, or tax specialists. Yet the book is positioned as a guide for ordinary readers who want to understand how the tax system interacts with wealth creation. That accessibility matters because tax strategy is often ignored until a person has already built assets, at which point many opportunities are harder to use. The book appears to explain these ideas in plain language and connect them to real-world financial decisions, such as saving, investing, borrowing, and planning for retirement. Rather than treating tax avoidance as an abstract legal topic, it frames tax efficiency as part of everyday wealth management. This perspective helps readers see how accumulation and tax treatment are linked over long periods, not just at filing time. The educational value of the book, therefore, lies less in technical detail than in helping readers think differently about how money, debt, and ownership interact across a lifetime. Fourthly, replacing conventional retirement thinking with ownership-based financial freedom, the book does not appear to center on traditional retirement planning alone. Instead, it presents a broader model in which readers build substantial outside wealth, create flexibility through borrowing, and aim for financial independence on their own terms. That is important because conventional retirement advice often emphasizes tax-deferred accounts, annual contribution limits, and delayed access to funds. By contrast, this book highlights asset ownership and balance sheet strength as the basis of future freedom. Its examples and promotional material suggest a vision in which a person can accumulate significant net worth, stop depending entirely on salary, and retire earlier than standard planning models would allow. The strategy is not simply about avoiding taxes in the present. It is about designing a financial structure that can support spending, security, and inheritance over decades. This makes the book relevant to readers who want to think beyond account balances and focus on the mechanics of durable wealth. Lastly, why debt, volatility, and legal boundaries still matter in tax strategy. Although the book promotes aggressive tax efficiency, its subject matter also raises practical limits that readers need to understand. Borrowing against assets depends on asset quality, market conditions, interest rates, and the borrower's ability to manage debt. The strategy may reduce current taxable events, but it does not eliminate economic risk. Readers must also distinguish between legal tax avoidance and improper tax evasion, because the book's framework depends on using existing rules rather than violating them. Another practical consideration is that the strategy works best when assets appreciate and when the borrower has sufficient discipline to avoid overleveraging. The book's value is therefore not only in describing the promise of tax reduction, but also in prompting readers to think about planning, timing, and risk tolerance. In that sense, it belongs to the genre of financial strategy books that aim to change behavior, not merely to inform. Its strongest contribution is the recognition that tax planning is inseparable from asset management and long-term prudence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already have some interest in investing, tax planning, or building long-term wealth and want a clearer understanding of how affluent households preserve assets. It will be especially relevant to entrepreneurs, investors, high earners, and financially curious readers who want to move beyond standard advice about budgeting and retirement accounts. Its practical benefit is that it explains a sophisticated wealth structure in accessible terms, helping readers understand how ownership, leverage, and taxation interact. Its intellectual value lies in reframing tax planning as a balance sheet strategy rather than a once-a-year filing issue. Compared with many personal finance books, it is more focused on structural wealth preservation than on general frugality or motivation. Compared with highly technical tax books, it is more approachable and centered on a single organizing idea. That combination makes it stand out in the wealth-building category. It is not simply about making money, but about keeping more of it through legally informed financial design. Readers looking for a direct, concept-driven guide to asset-based tax efficiency will find the book most useful. If you would like to support Mark J. Kwan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.